Come on, Whitney. Come sing with me, honey. Get the coke off your nose. Come on. Honey. Fine, just leave it there. It's gonna start. Come on. Clock strikes upon the hour, and my tan begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my whiteness away. I've done alright up till now. It's the light that shows Cheryl how. And when the tan fades, the tanning bed cools. Oh, wanna tan with somebody. Wanna feel the cancer with somebody. Yes, wanna tan with somebody. With somebody who loves lamps. Ooh, wanna tan with somebody. I wanna feel the cancer with somebody. Yeah, I wanna tan with somebody. With somebody who loves lamps. My sugary wound.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Snicker cone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. Time to kick off a new week of shows. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I'm feeling much better, thank y'all. Whitney Houston is dead. You sideshow freaks got to hear probably one of the first tributes, because I posted an exclusive program over the weekend, mere hours after Whitney died, and you know, it was a very fitting tribute, me singing from one pop princess to another. I played a little tribute. It was me singing "I Will Always Love You," followed by a gay guy freaking out. I'm on CNN. I'm interested in this story for some reason. I just love people who are shocked by her death. You know, she's a fucking coke fiend. So according to CNN, the headline reads, "Friend says Whitney Houston was, quote, upbeat and joyful 2 days before death." Yeah, that's because she was at the start of a bender. Usually, you know, drug addicts are on cloud nine, you know, when they start. But it's when they stop that's a problem. They stop either because they overdose or just run out of money or drugs. Either way, it's not a pretty scene. You don't want to be around a drug addict, you know, when the fun stops. Also, based on what the coroner has to say, you can tell this is a Hollywood situation. The assistant chief coroner, his name is Ed Winter, said that not many prescription bottles were found in the singer's hotel room after her death. The amount of medication recovered by investigators was less than usually present in deaths attributed to overdose. I know there are reports that she maybe was drowned or she did an overdose. She did an overdose. Is this guy even licensed? I think he's an actor. He plays a coroner on CIS. All right, so she may have did an overdose, but we won't make a final determination until all the tests are in. Call me clairvoyant, but I think drugs played a part. All right, so some chick who's a singer was partying with Whitney a couple days before. And, you know, she was upbeat, having a good time. She said that Houston's voice was naturally raspy, but she sounded good on Thursday night. You know why her voice was raspy? Years of crack. Does anyone else here have a plausible theory as to why and how Whitney Houston died?
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Okay, thank you very much. Hey, I was looking for some new gooning audio to share with you. And so I was, trolling the baiter blogs. There's one called The Bait Hole. And on Thursday, January 24th, just a few days ago, really, the guy who runs this, who calls himself a addicted baiter, wrote a post entitled My Favorite Porn Stars. Scott Taylor. Yes, the baiters love Scott Taylor. Scott, and I'm going to read right from the post here. Scott Taylor was a straight and gay porn star that got down and dirty, displaying a raw and uninhibited sexuality that was very manly. And there's a photo of Scott Taylor. It looks like he wrapped his penis up in some like shoelace or something and is pulling it with his teeth. And there's another greasy picture of Scott Taylor and his big fat dick. He loved to suck his own cock and to feed on his potent seed. It was very potent. Potent with AIDS. Here's a video of Scott sucking himself and fucking himself with his cock and balls. Now, I've never seen this video before. There's no real audio here, I don't think. It's like a bunch of guys. I guess it's supposed to be like a strip club or something. It was definitely the late 70s or early 80s. Everyone has beard, mustache, and you know, he's sucking his dick. And then the following video, it says here, Scott, aka the dickhole guy, which, you know, we named him that, was infamous for fucking his dickhole with his finger. And there's a video of Distorted View. Who knew? Yeah, it was a video I posted many years ago when we first started talking about the dickhole guy, where he actually sticks his finger in his dickhole. So if you want to check out this video, along with the penis pump video of Scott Taylor, it's quite a comprehensive look back at Scott Taylor. Go to the baithole.blogspot.com. There's a direct link to it on distortedview.com, but you got to sign up for the NSFW group. Now, I do have a clip here. I guess this is kind of a baiter. This guy masturbating in a unique way.
So you know what I'm saying?
I know what
you already
saying.
Know what that means. Come get it.
He's putting Doritos on his penis. Come it's a Dorito fetish.
Get it. Comes like that cheesy dick.
Oh, he's using Doritos as lube, basically. Did you hear that? He's cracking and crumbling the Doritos over his penis. Like, he's grabbing his cock with a bunch of Doritos. Let's hear that again. Why'd he do that? Why'd he act like
that?
He's
a dick.
You need to come up with a better way of saying that. Cheesy dick.
Yeah, come get it.
There's a bunch of Dorito crumbs stuck to the head of his penis because he's been like pre-cumming and stuff, so the head of his dick is glistening and now there's like Doritos stuck to it. It's like he's breading a chicken or something. Pork chops.
Or how about these? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. What else does he have in there?
You know what I'm saying? Some Cheez-Its. Come get this cheesy dick. Yeah.
I don't get it.
You're going to learn today.
Maybe this should be a video cast. Now he's eating. He's eating a Dorito that has pre-cum on it. That's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Or
no.
Last
what?
But not least.
Queso. It's.
You know what I'm saying?
Cheese in a can. It's easy cheese. Oh, and it's all on his dick. Oh, is he gonna? Oh no! Yeah, why is he doing this? All right, wait a second. I'm gonna have to bookmark this page. This guy is nuts. That dick has to smell. I mean, could you imagine smelling that cock? Like, you know, it's one thing to smell a Dorito, but when that smell is coming from a penis, it's just disgusting. Now there's cheese, like the cheese spray on it. Oh, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Look at this.
His cock is covered in cheese. mean, I guess.
Some cheesy dick in their life.
I guess if I had to suck a dick that was covered in cheese, this is the type of cheese it would be, right? You know, you don't want a real like smegma. But still, I think I'd be gagging. All right, you get the idea. I can't watch any more of that. My stomach is still a little queasy. All right, Gigi Allen. We featured Gigi. I guess I can call him Gigi. We're on a first initial basis and second initial. He's back with a song. Well, he's not back. I mean, he's dead. But he's back on Distorted View with a song I've never heard before called Eat My Diarrhea. Take a listen.
Eat My Diarrhea. At the 3-day joint.
Okay.
Now I gotta take a shit, get to the point. Sitting on the toilet, my ass is a blast. Trying to smell like diarrhea out of my ass. The fucking basement.
Oh, been there.
Hey, baby, lick my ass till your face turns blue.
Oh. Brown, probably.
Shit. You're being shit to me and you want some more. You're being all flush, but you're out the door.
Like a woman, right?
I'm back in your window car. Toilet
because
you want to slip it up.
You get the idea there. There's Gigi Allen, Eat My Diarrhea. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. A couple quick things here. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. You know what that means. Your significant other wants a butt plug. Lo and behold, AdamandEve.com is here to help. They've got the largest, widest selection of butt plugs. And really, if you're going to purchase a butt plug, you want to go with a name you can trust. AdamandEve.com has been around for ages. They've been sponsoring Distorted View for years. Take it from me, media darling Tim Henson. I'm not only the spokesperson, I'm also a proud user. I've got one in right now, and it feels fantastic. Yes, AdamandEve.com has an amazing deal. Limited time only. 50% off just about any item. Pick out a butt plug you like. Maybe you don't want a butt plug. That's okay. Like I said, AdamandEve.com has over 20,000 amazing adult products, including movies, lingerie, toys for both men and women. Look, I know a lot of you guys have issues with sticking stuff in your ass. That's okay. How about sticking something around your dick? You know, letting your dicks plow something artificial and something that won't talk back like a woman. Hey, this is supposed to be a Valentine's Day spot, right? Whoops. All right, yes, Valentine's Day is here. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at Adam and Eve. Just find something you like. Enter coupon code FREAK at checkout. Boom, you'll automatically save half, 50% off. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping, so you're not going to be hit with any additional charges. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at Adam and Eve. Thought I would mention that because tomorrow is a very sexy, sensual day for you lovers. Also, don't forget to sign up for the sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. That is Distorted View's member site. Sunday morning, it was around midnight when I posted a sideshow exclusive weekend program. Yes! If you want to grab it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I'll be back tomorrow with an extended show. I'll be posting some videos this week. Thursday, we'll be doing an exclusive show. It's an incredible bargain. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here for stuff. Look, we all know fast food has some pretty fucked up ingredients. cow eyeballs, for instance. Yeah, well, that's one of the more enduring urban legends about McDonald's. It's that their hamburgers contain cow eyeballs. While this has not proven to be the case, their baked hot apple pie does contain duck feathers. That's a little strange, right? Or at least an ingredient commonly derived from such. Remember we were talking about some sort of ingredient that comes from squirrel anus? Yeah, there's some sort of like some sort of secretion. Maybe it wasn't a squirrel. It was a badger or a beaver. Yeah, beaver. I don't know. But there, you know, there's that it flavors like raspberry or something. I don't know. Go back a few episodes and you'll hear all about that. Okay. So avoiding sand in your sandwich at the beach is obvious. Avoiding sand in your sandwich at a restaurant purchased meal may not be so apparent. Silicone dioxide, also known as silica, or sand, is used to make glass, optical fibers, ceramics, and cements, and it's used in chili, used as an anti-caking agent. Okay, that's kind of strange. How about processed wood pulp? That's also kind of gross. It's used in everything from cheese to salad dressing, from muffins to strawberry syrup. Food processors use it to thicken and stabilize food. Also, silly putty plastic is used in food. How about French fries? Yeah, silly putty can be found in that. So, what? McDonald's Filet-O-Fish and French fries have... Oh, fuck me. Dimethyl polysiloxan or something, which is a form of silicone used in cosmetics and silly putty. So, yeah. You know what has that? Those natural cut fries at Wendy's. Of course, we've talked about the delicious pink meat paste goop. Mechanically separated meat. Mechanically separated meat has been produced since the 1960s, but has been enjoying new fame lately, courtesy of a photo making the rounds, which shows an industrial machine extruding a plump ribbon of pink paste into a box. It's commonly referred to as pink slime. And that's pretty much what makes up chicken nuggets. What's gross is this, like, this paste, this frosting of pureed meat and bone bits doesn't really taste like chicken or whatever. So they treat it with ammonium hydroxide to remove bacteria. And obviously after that, it's not going to taste good at all. So they artificially then treat the paste. So what you're eating is meat that has had all of its flavor taken out and then re-injected artificially. Really bizarre. And finally, we're all eating soil fertilizer, which is ammonium sulfate. It's sold by chemical companies to food manufacturers as yeast food for bread. But that's just its night job. During the day, it's fertilizing soil. Oh my God, what the hell are we eating? Never eat at fast food places ever, freaks. Come on. All right, but I'm sure like most of the shit you find in the grocers is the same way. All right, second story we have for you today. Police arrested a man this weekend who is suspected of using his position with Alcoholics Anonymous to inappropriately touch a woman during a meeting. I'm pretty sure that's not one of the steps. Molestation. Loreno Cifuente, or something, 64, had been under investigation by Boulder police since November, and he was arrested on Wednesday by Longmont police on a Boulder warrant. According to police, Cifuente, or whatever, is associated with a local Alcoholics Anonymous group. They're supposed to be anonymous. You shouldn't be giving out his name. And he persuaded at least two women that he would help them through one of AA's 12 steps, which requires disclosure of information in a private one-to-one meeting. Okay. Police said he arranged a private meeting at a hotel with the victim and another woman. The victim told police that during the meeting, he touched her sexually. She fled from the room and called a friend to pick her up. Here's what I would have done different. Get her drunk. We all know this broad can't hold her liquor. That's why she's in AA to begin with. Chances are it would be hard for her to refuse an alcoholic beverage. Come on, it's just one. It'll loosen you up. It'll help you through some of those steps. They're so hard. So there you go. I mean, I'm just saying, if I was a pervert, that's how you pray on the weak. All right, final story we have for you today. There's some artist who basically shoves nails in insects. That is his method. His media is bug carcasses. Sure. All right. Like a scene from a Tim Burton movie, these robo-insects will make your skin crawl. From 6-inch-long scorpions to tarantulas as big as your hand, these creepy crawlies have been captured, frozen, and given a new life as part insect, part machine art masterpieces. Artist Lindsay Bessenson spends many happy hours freeze-drying, spreading, and arranging a tarantula or 6-inch scorpion into an incredible work of art. I start with making insect jewelry around 2003. I'd buy it dead online and cast them in sterling silver. How pretty. My first dung beetle made me want to start working with the actual insects as art. Well, of course. Once you start working with a dung beetle, it's over with. Yes, my first dung beetle made me want to start working with the actual insects as art instead of casting them. It was a brilliant purple color. Sometimes the casting just isn't as beautiful as the original bug. It's a woman. Buying her insects from a mix of eBay sellers and specialists, Lindsay takes the dried specimens and puts them through a humidifier for a couple of days. This process allows her to open up the wings and legs, fan them out, and position them. When she finds a good-looking insect around her home, she'll have her husband place it in a freezer for a quick humane death before it is immortalized as art. To create the robo-bugs, Lindsay took the insect apart, strengthening each joint with metal, and then put it back together again. Each insect sculpture can take her up to 2 weeks to complete. I hope this, nets her a lot of money. Otherwise, it's just a really creepy, sad pastime. As word has spread about Lindsay's intriguing pastime, friends and acquaintances have brought in interesting insects to her. A work colleague of mine is fascinated by what I do, and she'll have her nephew hunt down insects and bring them into the office. I'll be working on something, and she'll come by and put a massive bee on my desk. Lindsay's artwork sells for between £75 and £190, but she also sells prints of her most popular pieces. So there you go. That's what's happening, freaks. That's what's happening today in your world. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hi, Timmy. Hi, freaks. Naughty Nipples calling. Just called up to tell you something, Timmy.
What? Have you ever even seen a chicken?
Hi, this is Sideshow member Ginger.
Hi, Ginger, my sweet princess. How are you?
I'm calling about the lip urinals.
The lip urinals? Oh, yes. There's a Rolling Stones museum in Germany. And, Rolling Stones, the band, had that logo. It's the lips, right? Well, in the museum, the urinals are in the shape of lips.
These 12 bitches in this town might be a lot happier if they would install some women's toilets, maybe with, a cock coming out of the middle of them.
Yes.
And instead of toilet seat covers,
fashion some sort of female urinal with a big penis.
First, they could just have some condoms in there. They could roll the condom down. Put their cunt lips around the cock, sit down, do their business, whatever they have to do, shit, piss.
Wrap their cunt lips around the cock. It's very poetic.
Right.
I've got the most demure, ladylike listeners ever.
For a while, take care of their shit in a happy way, and not complain about the lip urinal.
Oh, I see. So the way it would work is it's a big penis, and then you girls squat on, straddle the cock and piss in it.
And, everything can be art. And I have to agree with the caller about Tone Deaf Sean. More people need to call in so we don't have to hear Tone Deaf Sean.
Wow, the listeners are revolting against Tone Deaf Sean.
Hey, Tim. I was listening to the February 1st.
It's
show.
Hard to say. It's the hardest month to pronounce.
When you were talking about the fundraiser that Adam,
I'm going to go to the library in February.
He was doing or whatever, where they raise where we raise $1,000 and they're going to send you.
Yes, that failed miserably.
Bondage kit and a cock pump, and you just have to do a video cast. Nate, you want to do one with the cock pump?
Lock
up your knees because that's just. You're caught, but you have to do the bondage kit. You should get your gay buddy, your gay roommate, to do a video test with you.
Like I said, I would record myself trying to do the show with a ball gag in my mouth, but you guys did not come through with that. Maybe if you know, if everyone goes out and uses coupon code FREAK at checkout, maybe they'll send me that ball gag anyway.
Jigoo, Tim, just from Buffalo. I am now officially a Sideshow member again.
That a boy. Welcome back.
It's wintertime. I'm delivering pizzas, and I figure I'd give my buddy Tim $5 a month.
Why just during the wintertime?
Which is better than the lifetime thing, because that's a one-time payment. At least you got now $5 bucks for sure every month coming from me. Anyway, well, really, the teacher said the kids come? Holy shit. That is the most... I've never heard of anything like that. And, I mean, as you were saying it, I'm thinking you're going to say come, and then... wow. I just want to know how they found out it was cum. I mean, one of the little kids must have been like, this tastes familiar.
Yeah, now see, you guys have to be a little more specific and descriptive when you call in, because I have a very shitty memory. I don't know what you're talking about half the time. Luckily, I remember this news story where the teacher blindfolded his kids and spoon-fed them... his semen, right? And then made the kids describe what they were tasting. Salty.
You know, Daddy's been doing some dirty things. Anyway, you know, I liked when you were doing the impression of the kids.
I did
saying how it tasted, how you acted like you didn't know what cum tasted like. I thought that was pretty funny. Other thing I want, you got to check out Dance Moms. It is the most enraging show. That gigantic mess of a woman that is a dance teacher, you will grow to hate her more than anything. And the moms are just...
that another dumb program on TLC?
Ridiculous and so killable. You got to check that show out.
Look up my local listings there. Thank you for the tip.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Show. Uh-oh. Here. Hey, you're talking about going on another podcast, and you'd like to do some acting on a podcast?
Yeah.
Maybe I'd do another episode.
You know that guy Scott Sigler who does, he's an author basically, and he started out podcasting. He would read chapters of his book, and people got it. He's like, they're like sci-fi books or something. And he got tons and tons of listeners this way through his little podcast, and then got a book deal. I'd like to go on his show and be one of, act out some of his stories.
Go to the Tone Deaf Radio Show, and you can come on and act like you're interested in being there.
Yeah, I always forget. Tone Deaf Sean has his own podcast, and I wonder if any of my listeners listen to Tone Deaf Sean, because according to the voicemail, he's quite hated.
Hi, Tim. I met a guy
I love
who calls
Tone
in the coast to coast. He swore by developing pictures, and homeboys like, I was on Jersey Nori 2 weeks ago. He showed me video footage. I was looking at some pixelated shit when you sit in a park. You flash the camera around, exterior illumination makes a big effect. I believe that he believed it. A new spiral handbucker.
What the fuck? Why do you... What, that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, Timmy Booze.
He calls in, and he starts to have a point, and then it just trails off.
Hey, Timmy Booze.
Every day.
Is, Dead Squirrel calling.
Hello, Dead Squirrel.
I'm trying to make this very quick. I work in a mailroom. I got a letter going to an inmate. And
ooh.
I don't work at a prison.
Read it to me.
So it obviously came to the wrong place. No punctuation whatsoever, so I thought I'd read it to you real
quick. Thank you. Go ahead.
What's good, bro, with up with you, me? I've been trying to chill and stay out of trouble and shit. I don't fuck with my nigh like that anymore. She on some other shit. Bro, real talk, I gotta holla at you about that on the villains when Chrome gave me that bread to stend. To you.
When you have a friend named Chrome, chances are you're up to no good.
I gave it to her. She said she was going to send it to you, bro. And I heard you didn't never get it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's easy to lose your place.
I must send you some balls this week. You gotta send me the info.
What is
so,
that?
So, bro, what kind of pics you want? To bro, I brought me an Acura stick. Up to you, bro. Yeah, Juju, doing good.
An Acura stick, is that like a car, like a manual transmission car? Was that what he's referring to? An Acura
that
stick.
That little nigga bad as fuck too, bro. This shit out of here real as fuck.
Wow.
Real talk, what's good with you, bro? Right back ASAP. Love you, true story, bro. No homo. Thought you would enjoy that, Timmy, and
So you work in a penitentiary What is that? How do you say that? A jail. You work in a jail. Penitentiary. What's the other word I can't say? I always have trouble saying it. At any rate, all right. So you basically intercept all the mail that's coming in and read it. This could be a great recurring segment on Distorted View. Letters to inmates.
Hey, penitentiary. Okay, talking about
how do you say that?
Strap-on lady in Pennsylvania.
Penitentiary.
Okay. Well, first things first. All right, there's an outfit of three women in the factory, all wearing strap-ons. Okay, who hang around each other in this little clique. Okay.
No, I don't believe this. I don't believe this for a second. So I was reading a news story, if you don't remember, about a woman who wants to become a man. So she started packing her pants with a dildo or like a dong or something, just to make it look like she has a big fat penis in her pants. And now this guy is saying that now this idea is spreading, and now there's three women doing that
for the company trying to fire her. Okay, and. No, okay, she didn't get fired, all right, for looking or being a tranny. She's actually not a tranny at all, okay? Actually, she's pretty good looking, okay? She's not even gay or anything, all right? And by the way, she didn't get fired for being tranny or looking tranny, okay? She got fired, okay, because on two separate occasions, she rubbed her dildo / strap-on / prosthetic dick, okay, against fellow employees. All right.
And, okay.
Oh, by the way, my roommate got a new picture of her. Okay. It's an upskirt, strap-on included. Okay. By the way.
Send it to me already. Jesus Christ. This message goes on for 3 minutes. I'm not going to play it. Let's move on.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Hello. Special member Critical Madness here. We're talking about that horrible song from the early 90s.
That is a very good name.
90s.
Critical Madness.
Period. And that was Dan Baer, lead singer of Georgia Satellite. So
Dan Baer. Oh, yeah. I was singing that that song from like the 90s. I love you, ? I love you, period. Do you love me, ? Please, ! I want to hold you in parentheses. So stupid. So Dan Baer is the artist.
And
I use that term loosely.
Okay. And hey, by the way, why don't you bring back Joe for a show? We kind of miss him. So,
I would love to. I don't know what Joe's up to. His shenanigans. You know what he's into right now? Extreme couponing.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's weird. Side show member and probably already decided the new price of your side show membership and everything. But
yes.
Honestly, 666, man.
Oh, that might be a good price.
How could you pass that up? That's the perfect price for it.
And the new price for the sideshow being $6.66.
In every single way.
That's kind of cool.
Scare off the idiots.
It'd be fun to see on your like credit card statement or whatever. And, every month, 666.
It just seems like it seems perfect. I would love if I could see 666.
Yeah,
showing up on
your
my
statements,
fucking PayPal in my bank account.
Yeah, well, that's a positive. I'll take that into consideration. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh God, he's an oh God.
Come get this cheesy dick.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.